Next solution on Murphy Smith Windy, Murphy Smith, Smith Windy, Wendy. Her date of birth is 8/22/1962. Telephone number is 586-519-2244. Subjective and objective. Wendy is a 63-year-old married Caucasian female living with her husband at 8239 Topher Warren, Michigan 48089. Came to see me in person in my office. She was in a good care, proper attire, happy, and has been doing very well. She described that her husband has been having problem, especially the vascular insufficiency, also severe anemia, and undetectable bleeding. He has been subjected for several tests, and no physician has been identified the reason for her for the bleeding. Period. She describes she has been undergoing stress. However, she is dealing with situation appropriately. She describes she is doing good. Her mood looked happy. Affect was bright. Speech was clear. I further explained the role of the medication, including every 515 milligram daily, which she has been taking for last 30 years, and indicate that it has been doing good. I further explained the side effects, especially it increases appetite, cause sedation and restlessness, but she derives any such side effect. Wellbutrin was given to increase her attention span, concentration, and also it also decreases weight. Her drugs in 25 milligram at bedtime was given for anxiety and sleep. She described the medication has been helping and she has no problem. She was in a good self-care, proper attire, cooperative, attentive, very motivated, and has been doing good. Her current weight is 210 pounds. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, continue with the supportive plan, a 30-day supply was ordered, risk, benefit, side effect, as pain, fear, this is the end of depression. Next question is on Erika Muniz, E-R-I-K-A Muniz, M-U-N-I-Z. Her date of birth is 11/14/1995. Telephone number is 586-623-9059. Erika is a 30-year-old married Caucasian female living with her husband at 23546 Graber Square, Warren, Michigan 48089. She has been in treatment for bipolar attention deficit disorder, bipolar disorder. Currently, she has been having she is mother of one son, and currently she is pregnant for 7 months. She described that she has been undergoing a lot of stress, not only at work, but also with her husband. She believed that her husband does not understand her, and it make her angry and depressed and irritable. Period. She also indicated that sometimes she feel like she should go for divorce. How a patient was provided support and also insight and discourage this kind of action. She also described there's a number of environmental factors, especially at work. She has to, she is working for the Garfield Henry Ford Clinic, and sometimes she has to get late 15-20 minutes, for which she want to get excuse, as it is hard for her to drive from the Warren to the office. Period. I further discussed that whatever the paper was needed, I can sign it, and if work is also equally important as far as the mental state is concerned, to which she agreed. I also discussed that at this time I will avoid any psychotropic treatment, although in the past Wellbutrin was effective, which helped in focus and productive. But at this time, I said I have no idea whether it can affect pregnancy or not. So I either if she is doing good, there is no reason to take the medications, to which she agreed. She was alert, oriented, slim, Caucasian female. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought process was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thought. There is no auditory visual hallucinations or any paranoid reason. Her judgment sight is good. she agreed that she is going to work on the her conditions and like to talk with the therapist. She believed that she has multiple personality, as she has symptoms of depersonalization, derealization. I further discussed it is not a good idea. She has to go for therapy and let therapy work with her. Also, it was recommended to go for neuropsychological workup that might have give a good idea about his cognitive functioning and mental status. Peer to which she agreed, assessment, bipolar mood disorder with period of anxiety, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, pregnancy 7 months, psychosocial stress, conflictual relations with her husband, work stress, plan, recommended neuropsychological testing, assign a therapist to work on her ongoing difficulties and anxiety. A follow up appointment was given in 30 days, end of declaration. Patient was seen in the office 1-to-1. Next relation is on N. Franks, FRANKS. Date of birth is 10-15-1974. She is 51 year old. Date of telephone number is 313-910-5053. Subject is Ajita. Patient was seen in a person of in office. She is living with her husband at 2002 East Park, Algonac, Algonac, Michigan 48001. She is 51 year old. Has been treatment for depression, anxiety, and mood swings. She is obese. Obese with the weight is more than 210. She has been doing good on Cymbalta 30 mg daily, Bellbutine XL 300 mg daily, Buspirone 10 mg BID, Hydroxyzine 25 mg bedtime. She described the current medication has been helping and she has been feeling better, sleeping and eating all right, denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or paranoid delusion, although she is worried because of non-approval of anti-obese medication like Neoband, N-E-O-B-A-N-D, a anti-obesity drug from the Eli Lilly. Period. She described she is qualified, but the insurance company does not agree. She also have sleep apnea for which insurance company is explaining her that she need to take a strong treatment for sleep apnea before they can consider. However, patient was explained that there are so many anti-obesity drugs are available including available, but she has to talk to them and try to get approval for the treatment. Patient has several medical issues like bundle branch block, also being got injury into her left leg, and her body weight is too much. She was treated for carpal tunnel syndrome. Recently, she was operated for undergone cholecystectomy, and she has a renal stone in her right kidney. Period. Intermittently, she get pain for which she is getting treatment with a non-narcotic medication. Patient has been in a good mood, pleasant effect, despite having so many problems. She has been functioning very well and productive. Period. She denies any side effect of the medication. Assessment, major depressive disorder with period of anxiety, symptomatical stable, morbid obesity with anxiety, status post cholecystectomy, cardiac arrhythmia, back pain, leg pain, renal stones on the left kidney, right kidney. Continue with the supportive plan. Patient was, 30-day supply was ordered, and it was explained that she should talk to the students, or may ask her PCP to call them. That would a better recommendation. To which she agreed. This is the NUB dictation. Next solution is on Salsa SHALYSA Randell RANDL. Her date of birth is 6/11/1989. Date of operation is 5/18/2026. Subjective nausea. Patient came to see in person in office. She was somewhat hyper but cooperative, pleasant, having several issues happened within last, since she has got third pregnancy. She is divorced from her husband has two children from the first husband who are 8 and 12 year old, and she has been stressed out because of constant difficulties with her ex-husband. Period. In the course of support, be it financial or other support. Currently, she has been living with the fiancé in a new house and has a two-year-old son. Be it, she described the three children. It is too much stress for her. Be it, and she has been working in a attorney office, and her work has become too much for her, but she has to maintain job so that she can get proper treatment. She has recently diagnosed having carpal tunnel syndrome of the both wrist. She has to be followed by the rheumatologist, PA, also seen by her obstetric gynecology, who has reported that she is doing fine and she does not any other medication. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory, visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. I further discuss that I have noticed she has been on Adderall XR 20 milligrams twice a day. She described without medication she cannot function, and she has been doing very well. Yet, patient has a chronic history of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and has been on medication for a long time, but has indicated that after the delivery of the last baby, she has been having a lot of trouble in the form of depression, anxiety, and also some other psychosocial factor, as she is living alone. Before, she was getting some support from her mother, but since she is moving alone, she has been having a lot of responsibility, and her work has been delayed. She got a notice from her employer about performance and improvement plan. Given a performance and improvement plan, she was having a bilateral support for her wrist joint, and otherwise she was cooperative. There was no suicidal, homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucination, a persecutory delusion. She described she was told that she has to go for the surgery, go for physical therapy, and try to work with a therapist. I further discussed that if she wants, I can give therapist from the comprehensive counseling, and I told the staff to assign a therapist for her so that she can work on it for her other psychosocial factor. To which she agreed. Assessment: attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, anxiety disorder, secondary to several psychosocial factors, several medical issues including bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome and psoriatic arthritis. PA recommendation, she will be follow her physician for carpal tunnel syndrome and for psoriatic arthritis. I will be continue on amphetamine, Adderall 20 milligrams twice a day, as during my evaluation I did not find the patient has been suicidal or showing any symptoms of hallucination and delusion. She is overwhelmed with the situation and dealing with her life by feeling happy and sometimes inappropriate laughing and happiness. A 30-day supply was ordered. End of dictation. Next solution is on Rosemary Yates. Date of birth is 10-9-1950. Telephone number is 586-731-0776. Patient was seen via doxy. She has consent for telehealth appointment. Rosemary, 75 year old, a single Caucasian female, living at 11435 Messmore Road, Utica, Michigan 48317. She describes she has been doing all right. Overall depression, anxiety is good. Is still concerned about her left knee injury to meniscus. Her orthopedic physician has told that she has to do exercise. No treatment can be given. She was I further discussed it is better that she should follow whatever her physician has been saying. Yet it was also recommended that today she was supposed to see me in my office and one-to-one in person, but she was able to, she missed it. She indicated she would, but again, since her brother has been in treatment and she, it is hard for her to go as her brother has been, was helping him to transport to the doctor office. Yet, Rosemary was in a good mood, pleasant affect. She was cooperative, attentive, no suicidal mental thoughts, no auditory visual hallucination or any persistent feeling. She has been following Dr. Kako, who has been prescribing her Depakote 500 milligrams twice a day. Depakote 500 milligrams at bedtime and Depakote 250 milligrams at bedtime and Zoloft 100 milligrams daily. The medication has been effective and she has no complaint about her mood, behavior and functioning. We accept her arthritis of the left knee has been bothering her. She also describes some symptom of numbness and neuropathy in her left feet, for which she has been walking as she was getting treatment as recommended by her primary care physician. Yet, I provided her support, insight, and encouraged that she should do exercise, work on her diet, and maybe see a physical therapist that might help her. To which she agreed, a follow-up appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation.